What's happening with you?
Oh.
How's the new
Bullshit.
place?
It's nice. It's
Settled in
cozy.
yet?
And today I started decorating for Christmas because I know it's early, but I was just like, I don't want to do this shit anymore. Like, I'm depressed and I need some lights up. So they're saying that I'm at risk of being deported. So now I'm nervous because I wasn't nervous
You're
before.
not.
I'm at risk. So we're started to look at like
What? Why does he say
I don't know.
He must not be so busy nowadays.
So I am preparing for being deported.
Oh my
So
God,
I'm
stop
trying to
it.
think of like maybe opening up bank accounts in other countries and
In the
stuff because I'm
Caribbean.
scared. I already bought a survivalist book that tells you like how to build a generator, like how to purify water. Like, I'm not joking.
I'm just worried about my social security. That's all I'm worried about. And Medicare. So tell me this, which
Oh,
one
Jesus.
was the funniest thing to you? You watched the whole thing, right?
Yeah. I'm
This
fully
last
up.
episode. So
Yeah,
which
yeah,
one was the
yeah.
funniest? Number one, Matilda spraying away cologne on Niles like there was no tomorrow. I probably counted like 20, 30 times she
I
sprayed
was
him with cologne.
screaming.
Two things. It was either he was stinky or that the place is gonna go stinky. It was either one of those two that made her spray him so much with cologne before seeing, her family.
What was the
Because
other thing?
number two was Veya surprised that other countries have cash and change system. Oh, they have cash here. They give you change too.
Oh, she said that? Oh, I thought I was just pissed
Yeah.
off that she thought that a vendor on the street would
She
have Apple
says,
Pay.
literally, she said they have change in their money too. She was like a question, like a straight face. She wasn't being sarcastic. She wasn't joking around. It was like, literally, she said that.
A part of me wants to be considerate of her upbringing, but another part of me is like, no, that's
But
just
you can,
stupid
I mean,
because
you
there are so
can
many people
Google
who
this shit
live in
yourself.
poverty or haven't left the country, but they still know that there's change and cash currency in other countries. Like, come on.
First of all, why don't you have cash when you're going overseas? You're afraid of getting lost, so you bring your ex-boyfriend with you, but you don't think of bringing that
Yeah.
country's currency in cash with you if you're that scared of being, by yourself. That didn't make sense. And the third one was when Renee said, "Are you sharing the milk?"
Of your sister's that? Oh my God.
She said,
I hate
I
her.
see you're sucking your sister's tits and you're never gonna let go." Then she said, "Are you sharing the milk or what?"
She's such a
Like, what the hell?
psychotic. The thing that is infuriating me is that even when Chitty spoke with his friend, remember his friend was so thoughtful and he was like, he wasn't like pushing him. He wasn't like, you have to break up with her. No one has been. They've been very like, you make your own decisions. They've been very considerate given how obnoxious she's been. But the friend was like, realistically, he was like, level with me. Like, do you think that given your condition, you can deal with someone who's yelling all the time? And he was like, no. I mean, he was like, he even said, he's like, it's not, he said it's disorienting. I forget what word he used, but he's like, it's
The yelling and screaming
disorienting
becomes,
to not be able to see and then to also have someone berating you and verbally abusing you on top of that. Like, and then at the
crazy.
beach,
Right.
And he's trying to put his hand on her shoulder. Did you see that? And she grabbed his hand and she shoved his hand back into his chest. And it's like, do you forget that this man is blind? He is not seeing.
Right.
If you push him over, shove him over, and he topples over, or he trips or whatever, that's a whole nother thing.
I know.
She's so f-ing inconsiderate and rude and like just mentally. I don't know how to say it without sounding problematic, but she's just so unwell.
The previous point you made was about the noise. You know what it reminded me of? The movie The Quiet Place. It's like when those creatures are so super sensitive to noise. And if you go near the water, like waterfall or something, they don't pay attention to you. Like, it calms them down.
Are you saying that Chitty reminds you of the monsters from... what the fuck?
Not the monster part, but being sensitive to noise. So he decided to take her to the beach so that when she gets crazy and psychotic and says those things, he won't lose it.
I didn't even consider that. Like, her voice is going to be loud, but it's not as jarring.
Yeah, so he was trying to find a calm place. Yeah, just to hear the water. So even if she goes nuts and goes, full psycho on him, he can still have the sound of the water calming him down. So that's what it, reminded me of. And I felt bad for him because they're so, the way that they converse and, him and his sister, the way they talk is like
so soft-spoken
and soft-spoken, very formal, and
a lot of respect for one another.
Renee's and the words they use in the vocabulary is like on a different level. And here they talk, with Renee, and Renee is like,
she says backwards ass loser.
Exactly. And the expressions she makes is kind of scary. Like when he starts talking and she gets angry, like. It felt like she was going to hit him at some point.
She did pretty much. Like, yeah, she kind of did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So that's pretty much over, I think, that between the two of them. That's why they.
How did that end? I can't remember. They didn't end that scene yet, right? Because I was like, is he going to backtrack because of her yelling or what?
No. That's how they ended it. Like. And the reason they're kind of introducing, up next, they're showing a new couple. So they're already planning on, they figure, Renee and Chidi are done pretty much.
I'm just worried about the aftermath. She seems like the type of psycho to harass him and stalk him and never let him have peace. Like, she seems like her illness, I'll say, is outwardly destructive.
Yeah, like washing her laundry in the bathtub and smelling your sock.
She's just gross.
Yeah, so that was that. And then first couple we saw was Niles and Matilda. Yeah. And Niles still trying to figure out, he keeps saying that I didn't tell her that I didn't want to get married on this trip, but
he probably didn't tell her.
He didn't stop her from planning. So, because he has a difficult time, confronting people and letting them, the truth. And so he didn't say anything.
But it did seem like I was actually pretty shocked. She freaked out, but she wasn't like doing what other couples have done in the past, like throwing drinks on him, she didn't do all that.
No.
So I was like, oh, thank God. Because she kept saying, I have a temper, or she has a temper. But no, the issue now is...
I think the fact that she wants to get away and come to America supersedes everything else. So that's why she kind of...
She doesn't want
to
F it up.
...controlled herself a little bit. And she was trying to couch him, like, when they went for the knock door or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And she was kind of guiding him through the whole process. Because at some point, he kind of was freaking out. Because the family was like about to murder him.
He had said, I'm here to do the door knocking, but I would like to do the wedding at another time. And then the family freaked out and then they cut it off. I don't know. Did the rest of
Plus at the hotel, she says there's a barbershop downstairs. Once you get your hair cut and shave and everything before you see my family. So he goes down. He talks to the barber and he says, be very careful. They're going to put a curse on you. Even if you go back to America, that curse is going to be on you forever and ever. So he was like freaking out. And what's the point of living there, coming to America for 3 months, and then what? You're still going to go back and get married anyway.
He doesn't want to rush it. What's the point of that? He doesn't want to rush into a marriage.
Well, it's the marriage in Ghana, right?
Yeah, but it's still a marriage. Like, she's still going to consider... she's going to start pushing him to do the visa.
And if they seem like into each other, and I think what I thought about last time was like when Tiger Lily got married to Andon.
Yeah.
And she said that I have to apply the fiance visa, like the spousal visa is easier to get than a K-1 visa, I think. That's why, you know,
she a lot of people marry. Yeah, maybe.
So it's easier for them this way, you know, once they get married. And plus, isn't her her family's throwing this wedding anyway? He's not gonna, you know, spend any money on it. The only money he's gonna spend is the $3,000.
He doesn't want
that. He's gonna spend on the knock door or whatever.
I'm not opposed to him taking more time and having a longer engagement. I'm not opposed to that. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, so like you wait a year and then you go, then what? I mean, you're not really going to get to know the other person if you're that far away. You're just going to be a continuation of the,
that's true. You know, yeah, because I was like, they need to get to know each other better. And yeah.
You just get married and, you know. Get it over with, and then you can come back by yourself and do what you have to do. And if you want to say, screw it, you know, I don't want it, then go back. Don't go back. Stay here, you know. But this way, at least, you accomplish the purpose of being there. Get married, get it over with, and then come back here and regroup, you know, instead of, oh, we're going to go think about it. And there is just more expense on his part. Going back and forth. This way, if he just comes back here, he can stay and apply for the visa and spousal visa, and then she can come, you know, come to America. That's that. And then we go to Croatia, Vanya and Bojo,
okay,
which is a total disaster. I feel bad for her because she's totally into him. Yeah, and he doesn't feel it at all.
Her energy is like too much.
I know.
Like, I get why he's like kind of overwhelmed by her. Like, I every time she opens her mouth, I'm like, girl, just please calm down. Like, just don't. She overdoes everything. She's just so. She just overdoes everything. And it's like, it is embarrassing. I yes, I do feel bad for her. But also, like, he's not being shitty by saying, I want to get to know you. Like, they've only been talking for 8 months. It's not crazy for him to be like, she's like, then why am I here? It's like, you haven't met in person. Okay,
so here's a question. If you want to get to know someone, why do you tell them you love them before seeing them in person? You know? If you just want to get to know somebody, say, hey, why don't you come over and, you know, come to my country so we can be together and get to know each other.
That was messed up. Say, oh, like,
I love you.
I didn't know he said that. And then she said, well, why would you say that?
Yeah.
And he didn't even have a good answer. It's like, that's messed up. I didn't realize that he had said that because I was on his side. I was like, yeah, he just wants to get to know them.
And his mom and his aunt, they just want to pray him away. Like, please, God. Let him find somebody and get the heck out of this place.
Don't even care who it is at this point. Yeah,
I know. We're praying for you every day to get married.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's I just feel bad for her that, you know. she loves him and this and that. And Bojo is like totally opposite. He's cold and is like, I don't know. I just want to get to know you. I don't feel it romantically.
I know. I don't think he's cold. I just think he's not into her. And maybe that'll change. All. But like physical chemistry or whatever, you're not going to know unless you see them in person. And that's not something you can create out of thin air. Either you are attracted to someone or you're not. And he's just not.
I just have a feeling that he still has feelings for the ex-fiance, I think. And I think he's still romantically involved with the ex.
Yeah, so that's definitely possible for
it's
sure.
It's just not fair to Vanya to have her come over when you're in the middle of that.
No, come over, she's fully like, invested.
At least he should have said like, well, let's just wait. Let's just hold off on that coming here for now. Even if she says, I want to come over, then let her know in advance, like, let's get to know each other trip.
Yeah, not like a I love you and...
Like getting married or engaged you know? So who's our next couple? Tiger Lily
and Edna? I'm dying to talk about those two.
Yeah?
I'm just waiting for us to get there. Because there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that I've been wanting to talk about. People were asking Tiger Lily, like, is that your legal name? Remember I sent this to you?
Yeah, it's just Lily, I guess.
No, what? No, I'm saying people were asking if that's her legal name. And this was posted like 2 months ago. So this is old news. But she said she posted a photo of herself like as a toddler.
Right.
And she wrote, yes, my legal name is Tiger Lily. I was born with a Japanese name, Mariko. And she's Japanese, which is like, I had no idea. I thought she was just a white woman who was trying to look. She said, but I changed it later in life. Want to guess the reason? Reason number one, it means something derogatory in another language. Reason number two, the person who named me poisoned, killed, and stole from someone that I deeply care about. And reason number three, I'm all about freedom and think we should pick our own names. Like, what? First freedom of all, the murder thing should have been first. I don't know why we're putting that as number two. And ever since then, I'm like, what the hell? So... the person who named her murdered, poisoned, killed, and stole from someone she... Is that like a parental thing? Is it like...
God. I don't know.
That makes me see her in a completely different light.
Exactly.
Because she's endured a lot of trauma from her ex as well. So when Adnan was like, oh, I would kill you if you did that. And she was like, you'd kill me if... Like, I immediately thought of...
Exactly.
That note. He's just... He continues to bastardize... Islam and say that
the other thing
this is
the reason why
and it's like just shut your fucking mouth.
Isn't Sarper Muslim also? Is like
well I don't know. Is
look
he,
at the difference. It's like night and day. The way he's a Muslim and this guy's a Muslim.
The photo that she was talking about where he was shirtless in the bathroom, like a shower, a steamy photo, whatever.
I know.
And he's like, I'm men, it's okay. It's like, actually it's not. Like if you're a devout Muslim man,
well, first of all,
devout Muslim men like don't even wear t-shirts. Like what the hell is he talking about?
But
like
wait,
if you're
a second,
actually
wait a second.
What
if you're a devout Muslim, why are you a model? That's what I want to know. It just doesn't make sense. You're supposed to be, you know, not be vain and show your body, or you know, and the
he's
whole
just
thing
such
is
a
messed
brat.
Because he spent like 22 years of his life being like that, and you want to change it overnight, it's not going to happen. No. Yeah, and that the place they went to, Petra, it looked beautiful. Too bad they didn't. Had to argue and all that. But it looked, you know, awesome the way
gorgeous.
Yeah, the red rock and, you know, how they carved everything out of rock. And it was amazing.
Anyway, so I was just shocked about the whole murder thing. And I don't know if it'll come up in the show, but...
Probably not. They got so many things, so many arguments going on. I don't think they're even going to discuss that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, Brian and Ingrid.
Yeah, they didn't. This last episode, they were gone. They didn't show them. The previous episode, they showed Ingrid's mom.
Oh my god! What the hell?
She could not.
What was that all about?
Give a shit about this guy at all. Like,
what is going on?
I'm not even sitting down with you at the
dinner. That was so offensive. Oh my god!
That's what.
Don't even come. Don't even come.
But you know, a lot of we don't really know the full story. Is like, I don't know if like she even wanted to come, and then Ingrid might have told her mom, just please come, whatever it is, just show up.
And yeah, that's what I think happened. She begged her mom.
Yeah, her mom just showed up and said, you know, this is how I am. I don't want to talk to you, and I don't want you to take my daughter away and take her to another country.
That can't be the only reason why she's doesn't like the guy.
I don't know. I mean, we get to know Brian a little bit more. There's a lot of, I don't know.
He cannot tell the parents about his past.
I don't know. It's weird.
I think it's just confidence that he's very, it's not even confidence because he's insecure a lot of the times too, but
yeah, it's like the first night every time I come to Brazil, it's like first time I'm sleeping with a lot of girls. It's like, why are you telling that to Ingrid's friends when you're going out to dinner and, you know, trying to.
Yeah. It's the ego that pops out a bit that makes him really it's very unbecoming.
I know. I just feel bad for Ingrid.
Why?
I don't know. It feels like she was stuck. Abandoned by two other guys before Brian, and she has to raise this kid, and it seems like she doesn't. I mean, she has a house and everything, but she needs a partner, you know, to raise this child. She hasn't been able to find the right person. She thought Brian would be the one, and he has a lot of stuff that she has to process and deal with, and she's just stuck in the middle. And I think there might be another couple that's going to be out, you know. And
yeah.
Then we get to Vea and Sunny.
Oh my god. His reaction to seeing the photo of her and
Yeah, why would you take
Rory?
A picture like that in the plane? Is like
she's stupid. We've already established that she's stupid. Well, but I'm saying
it's like a romantic picture and
his reaction
and everything.
Whatever. I don't care about that. I care about people's deep insecurities that piss me off so much because they're so it is so painful to watch someone be so reactive and then say a bunch of stuff that, like, you don't
even...
What
are you talking about, Sunny?
I'm talking about Sunny, yeah. Like, he just said a bunch of really nasty shit to her, and then he was...
He just said, go f***
And then
yourself.
2 seconds later, he's like, okay, never mind. It's like,
but
that's
what
so...
she did was horrible.
He didn't even
to
get the full story yet.
It has so many...
I don't
so
think it's horrible.
Negative...
I think...
That's all he did.
You don't remember he was like, don't ever talk to me ever again. Da, 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 da,
yeah, he was upset.
Stuff.
It was just one
like,
night. You know, and he said, I'm not going to leave you alone here. I'm going to take you to the hotel and then I'm going to leave. That's fine.
But also, like, why would that cause that kind of reaction?
If he does it again, then there's a problem. If there's a pattern, yeah. But if it was just the one, you know, one time that he got upset because she lied to him and, you know, he got upset and left. And then he came back. And when he came back, he was very understanding after she was able to explain to him, you know, her life story. And
just let people explain themselves first before you freak out is what I'm saying. These people, they just want to control their partner because they're scared that
right.
the partner is going to cheat on them. And you can't really control people. You can only control yourself.
Right.
And, you know, you're acting crazy. That's it.
And then Lauren wants to marry Faith's mom.
Wait, when did he say that?
He says, how about I, because it's same-sex marriage is not allowed. So he says, how about he asked the question, Faith, like, How about I marry your mom because same-sex marriage?
What is that going to do?
I have no idea.
He just wants financial security.
Yeah, just anything.
He wants to be able to move there.
I spent my $46 already. They should have been on the other way, not... You know, not before because the 90 days.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be in America anymore.
He doesn't want to come back.
Yeah.
James wants to come right away back. He doesn't want to stay, you know, where they are. James. Indonesia.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it so funny? Oh, like, you were like, they're not going to stay there. And then, like, a couple episodes later, he's like, I can't stay here.
Yeah, because, I mean... First of all, the crying still continues. How many episodes have been through with the other way? It's like, and there hasn't been one episode where Tata or James does not cry. Not one single episode. They're crying,
you know what?
From start to finish.
It runs in her family because once I saw all of her siblings and they cry at the drop of a hat. Yeah.
He's taking you away. I can't handle it. And
oh,
then
that
James starts.
Was so
then,
weird.
Then he starts crying. That's even like, what is wrong
like,
with
stop,
you people?
Stop, people! Stop! Hold it together for two seconds.
Plus, it's like, are there any jobs in Indonesia that you can apply for? Aren't you an elevator mechanic or elevator engineer, whatever it is? There must be elevators in Indonesia somewhere. The banana chips or jewelry. It's like, is there anything else? Like, what is...
Well, I don't know. Does he need a permit or something like that? That's what I wanted to know.
Unless he's
like,
not
it seems
allowed
like they've only
work.
Been there for like a month. Well, that's what I'm saying.
If
does
he's not allowed
permit?
To work, then they just have to do like, you know, cash business and under the table stuff, which limits them to the jewelry making and the banana chips and all that. So, yeah, we saw Statler and Dempsey also. And
that's another dilemma. One. What the
he's
hell?
Like, I don't
Dempsey,
understand.
She's so inconsiderate.
If you're who? Dempsey?
Dempsey.
I'm
it's
more
like,
upset
she's like,
with Statler.
Statler, I don't know why I relate to Statler a lot. She's busting ass, like trying to help fund this chick's dream. And this chick has the audacity to cry on her shoulder every 2 seconds.
Here's my thing.
Like,
if
shut
you
up.
Are, if you're saying that, okay, I've decided to be the breadwinner. And I'm going to work during this, you know, vacation or van life or whatever it is. And I'll bring the dough. Then stop complaining about the fact that when you're working, Dempsey's got to do something. What is she going to do? Just
that's not
just
fair. No, because I don't think
sit on
Statler
a chair,
thought
and look at the sky.
I don't think Statler thought it was going to be this bad, like this hard. You know,
and the other thing is like when you have to do your work remotely from a remote, like, you know, village in France, wouldn't it make sense to get a stat phone so you can connect to
what?
Stat phone, like a satellite
phone?
What
the hell is that?
Satellite phone instead of relying on those cell phones, cell towers are farther away from one another. But in the urban areas, they're closer. So if you get a sat phone, a satellite phone, where you can talk to anybody from anywhere.
How do you know
anywhere.
About this?
You see all these movies. Yeah.
Yo, what? You see all these movies about these
movies?
Sat phones. Like, what? What the f*** are you talking about?
All these, like,
anyway,
you know.
Yeah, I would have gotten a more robust, like, I would be paranoid that my internet would cut out or
whatever.
Like, I'd figure
something.
Get ready
to work from Chamonix in France, somewhere in the mountains, and do your paperwork or remote work. You can't just rely on cell towers. There could be another, 300 miles, without a cell tower. It just doesn't make sense. But I should have figured from the point where she couldn't convert the dollar to pound. To figure out the budget. It's like a lot of things that Statler does, it just like doesn't make sense. Why are you upset with Dempsey that she lived the life like that? First of all, if you're not going to give her room to be herself and being able to travel, enjoy life, success to her does not mean money and financial gains or anything like that. She just wants to enjoy life, enjoy the beauty, enjoy the nature.
But Statler sees traveling. Things as... Statler, but you need to be able, you need to have money to be able to do that.
Okay, fine. Then if you are with a person like that, then you're the one who's going to make the money. If you've already
made that decision,
then do it. Why are you complaining?
Because I don't know if they have that conversation of like, I'm going to work and sit and be alone all day and you're going to go have fun. Like, I don't think they had that conversation. Because who would even agree to that? You know, Dempsey is giving nothing to Statler. Nothing emotionally, nothing financially, nothing physically. Like, there's no... And then she's constantly asking things from Statler. Emotionally, physically, financially.
I mean, there are times that I understand you. I get your point. Like, when they were on the boat and Statler needed space and Dempsey wasn't really giving it to her, I understand that perfectly. She could have behaved better, but the fact that she wants a different life type lifestyle than Statler, she's not the one to be blamed for.
No, but if you want that, go fund it yourself. Don't ask someone else to do it for you.
But
and
these
then
are the
sit there
they
and make
about
them
before they decided to do this.
When thing. I didn't see them talk through them talk
before
through
the van life conversation came about. They must have talked at some point that we're going to do
this. That's what I'm
thing.
Saying. So we haven't seen that. So it's like until I see that conversation, I'm going to keep defending Statler.
But it's not like Statler was surprised. Hey, I'm going to do this now without even thinking or planning or anything like that.
I think Statler has said it herself. I agree. She said it herself. She's like, I think I jump for anyone that shows me a little bit of love because that's what I want in life, and I'm realizing that's not enough. She's finally having to come to terms with like the decision that she made was not the right decision, and that a relationship needs to be a little bit more robust than just.
Well, that's why they're going to give it a couple of more months to see where it goes. Because 1 month she has to work straight, and they have the second month to work on their relationship. If she gets an internet connection somewhere. In France. they were doing a lot of Shekinah and Sarper, which is great. I love to see these two.
I love this couple. I lost it when he was like, oh, I thought I had to wait to 6 months. Yeah. Or what was it, 6 weeks? I thought I had a heart attack.
The look on his face is like, he's so disappointed. Yeah, so he's got his visa approved and he can come here.
And he doesn't want to come.
And she kind of looked good with the nose job, I guess.
Yeah, I mean.
So he wants to distract her from coming to U.S. by proposing to her. So he meets her, his cousin, at this tuxedo place. Trying to pick a suit for... I don't know, an engagement party or a proposal, whatever he's supposed to do. And cousin is not so sure, you know, about what he's about to do. And I don't know why
that reaction. I didn't understand why she was
the cousin?
So unsure. Yeah.
Yeah, because this is not going to stop her from wanting to bring Sopper here. And it doesn't mean, I mean, for him to come here doesn't mean that he's going to have to stay here forever. Just, you know, I don't think he's ever been in
They need to have like a dual country life.
Yeah, so. Just come here and see her kids and then, you know, go back.
You can do whatever you want, really.
No, it's not like Joanne and Sean that Joanne has decided to stay in Ireland for 6 months or make that, you know, home base. If that was my mom, forget about it. I'm not moving to Ireland.
Remember how upset I was about that? Yeah. I'm still very upset about it. And remember what I said last time? I said that's the fastest way to break trust with your kid. These kids are never going to be the same.
No.
And she's permanently damaged that relationship. Yeah. And guess what? We had in the promo for the next episode that her older son has not spoken to her since he's been back.
Right.
Guess what? It's only going to get worse, loser. And it's only now that they're starting to realize, like, oh, maybe, like, we shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't have the wherewithal to think maybe this is going to damage the trust that my kid has with me?
Right, right. I mean, the decision was crazy to start with, but as individuals, you know, all these couples put together, as individual people,
they seem like they have a fine relationship. I think
Joanne and Sean seem to have the, you know, the, as close to
that's
normal,
neither here nor there
as you can get. But the decision that they made was, I don't know what made them horrible. Think that, oh, we're going to tell them 2 years down the road that we got married. Why wouldn't you want to share that with your kids anyway? And with your mom, and it's just insane. But
yeah, that's what everybody in their lives keeps saying. Like, why would you, like, what did we do to make you think that you wouldn't want to, that you couldn't share that with us? Because her family and her friends are pretty supportive.
I think so they're all like eventually confused. They're going to move here. I think it would be easier for Sean and his daughter to move here.
Yeah, because he has primary custody, right?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe. I thought that he did because she can't move. She can't bring the kids there.
No.
She has shared custody with their father.
And if she moves, they're not going to move with her anyway.
No.
The kid's not,
No way. Yeah.
And then you got Corona and Inky. I'm getting so annoyed with this guy. I don't know. It's just like, she left everything here for you.
Yeah, he's not really totally being respectful of what
she doesn't understand the language.
Sacrifice.
She's sacrificing everything for you, and you act like it's just another girlfriend. You know, I'll go find somebody else. It's like,
well, he's never even had a girlfriend.
Together for 20 years, doesn't matter. It's like,
wait, what?
It's like, what the hell?
Wait, what? What line? What did he say?
It's like people, I know people that have been together for, you know, 10, 20 years. They never got married.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, how about your parents? They got married. How about that?
I know.
And nothing. It's just, you can't treat somebody like that.
But she is smart for being like, maybe I should just go back to the U.S. and finish
just schooling. I would do that. I mean, she would just pack up and leave and come here and do your program and give each other a year to think about the whole thing and, you know, keep in touch. But, you know, at least get your degree.
Don't sacrifice your education because of this guy. Yeah.
Being able to practice or whatever and then decide. Because he's cool with it, you know. He's like, oh, we could be together another 6-10 years and not get married and not be engaged and all, none of that. And then Josh and Lily's wedding is on the line because the credit card is not going through the wedding.
Oh, my God. I keep gasping, but I'm just like, I love her daughter.
Yeah,
I'm like, I want the daughter to have her own spinoff show. Yeah. Daughter is so pretty.
Yeah.
She's so like, she knows what her mother deserves, uh-huh. and she's not backing down from that.
Yeah.
And she's just so, I just love everything about her. I was like, Vivian's so cool. She cuts through the bullshit.
That's what she does.
Yeah. And Josh reacted so poorly at the table. And I'm like,
right.
I love family members, like his brother. I love family members who can call out their family. They're not like blindly going to defend their family members. They're like, hey, no, like, let's reconsider. You're acting kind of crazy right now.
Right.
You know, because that to me, that's love.
Exactly. Yeah.
Your brother is like, listen, you need to be checked.
Jared, right? His name is Jared.
Oh, I don't know what his name is, but yeah, I love the brother. I'm like, why doesn't the brother get with Lily?
He seems to be. Because to me, Josh is really weird. I don't know what's with that guy. I don't understand. Like when he's explaining himself, he's like, what are you talking about, man? What are you saying? He's like, what is your point? He's like, are you with this or you're not? Do you love her or you don't? Do you want to be intimate with this person or not? Is what's going on in your head? Is like, if you want to go, if you just want a free ride, and you know, you can't do that. You can't because she's from a different culture and she can see her.
She deserves bullshit so much better.
And,
yeah.
You know, her daughter is talking to her and, you know, waking her up a little bit. Like, this is how this guy is, you know, so be aware, don't get married and all that. And he's, oh, I'm trying to send her some money from America and try this credit card, try that credit.
Do you think he's bullshitting or do you think he actually... Of course
he
is.
He knows he's not going to be able to come up with the money. And she's testing him. She's testing him. She's like, hey, put up the money for this wedding or, you know, get the hell out.
Yeah. She wouldn't have done that if her daughter had her daughter not intervened. Yeah,
if her daughter didn't say anything, she would have continued, you know. With, you kind of understand, like, the reason she Lily keeps bringing up the money thing is because she's suspecting something is up with Josh.
Regarding money?
About finances and money. Remember from the first episode, Lily kept saying, like, oh, I spend this much and I'm broke and I spend this much money and dinner costs this much. Maybe there's something, there's some vibe she's getting from Josh that we don't know about. Like, maybe he's being cheap about everything and that's why she's bringing it up. Because if it was like,
what's the vibe? Like, what do you mean by that?
The stuff that we don't know. We don't see on the
But what do you think?
Because if I'm with somebody who doesn't never says, okay, let me pay for this or here's the money and, you know, let me treat you, it's on me or, you know, stuff like that, then I'm gonna be guarded as well about my money. You know what I'm saying? If you're willing to spend your money, that means you're committed and you're involved. And if you're not, if you're keeping your money to yourself and you're not sharing it, then I'm going to do the same thing to you. I'm going to test you a little bit, like complain about money to see what you say and how you react and whether you say, okay, no problem. Here's, you know, I'll give you money. It's not a big deal. Or you could say, oh, don't complain about money. Money's nothing. Money's this and money's that. And, you know, you don't offer anything. And then you expect everything from the other person. And that's why Lily is like, oh, this costs that much money. That costs that much money. Just to see his reaction. And to us, the viewer, it looks like, you know, she's cheap. All she talks about is money. We don't know behind the scene what goes on with her and Josh.
Yeah, I think she is testing him a little bit.
And this wedding party is going to be like that. It's like the ultimate test. Like, are you going to put up your money? But he's not. He's definitely not. It's too late for that.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, well, they had to cancel it officially, it sounds like. But...
I don't know. Both series have come to really interesting parts with the couples.
Make or break. Yeah. Make or break moments. Like, they all have to kind of make a decision.
War and peace. So there's a lot of war going on. You'll see that couples totally break up and couples that come together, you know?
Yeah.
Defining moments, sort of the season. But I'm not sharing the milk. That's all.
Ew.
The milk is all mine.
So disgusting.
And I'm never gonna put that much cologne on myself.
I want everybody to just break up. I'm at the point in the season, both shows, where I'm like, everybody just break up and be done with it.
I want Shekinah and Sarah stay together forever. They're very similar.
They are similar. They've gotten over their hump. They're doing well, I feel like. They should be fine.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine.
I didn't think they would make it. I'm going to be honest with you. I really didn't.
Yeah, but I think if you see Sarper from the first episode till now, he's changed.
He's
a lot
grown
too.
So much. Yeah. My God.
Yeah. Exactly. And some of these couples I feel strongly about, and some I really couldn't care less.
That's a great way to wrap it up.
But we shall see. Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody, and hope we'll see you next week.
Everybody, you're welcome for coming back. I know you missed us so much.
Yeah, we didn't die.
We didn't die. And yeah.
That's yeah, it. We'll see you soon.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Thanks everyone for tuning in. Just a quick note, the opinions expressed in this podcast are our own and do not reflect those of our employers. Our content is for entertainment purposes only and are not meant to cause harm or encourage harassment. Please do not send hate or harass anyone that we discuss. That is not cute. That is not cool. Thank you for listening, and until next time.